Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Recker filling in for Mark, and a great sports mind, as you heard from the intro, Tom Ackerman. Good morning, sir.
Recker, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
Notice that Scott's wearing the Dodgers hat this morning?
Yeah, he had it on yesterday, as he should. I mean, the great win for them. They are the champs, and they showed why. You know, the Blue Jays are a great team, too. I thought it really was the best two teams going at it, and the Dodgers got them. It was the Game 7 was insane, just insane. One of the craziest games I've ever seen, and especially those last three innings. Felt like the Blue Jays had so many chances to win the ball game. And inches away from winning the ball game, literally, and could not do it. And the Dodgers found a way to pounce on them and got the win.
Yeah, it's really amazing. I mean, there's a lot of moments that memorable. The ball getting stuck moment that may have saved the season for the Dodgers there. You have in Game 7 going into extra innings. I keep looking at social media at times like that, and they're pointing out this is what the game needed to get fans really excited about it again. You needed a strong, exciting game like this. And, I mean, this is good for baseball.
It is and isn't, because I think a lot of people are down on the Dodgers' opportunity to win is better than everybody else's, according to a lot of people, because of the amount of money that they're able to spend. They just write checks.
Not Scott.
They just write checks and write checks. Well, that's what I'm saying. Not everybody likes the Dodgers, though, Ryan. I mean, people don't like the fact that they have, you know, a $500 million payroll. But you know what? You got to beat them. And the Yankees have endless resources, and they don't win. The Mets have endless resources, and they don't win. The Red Sox seem to find ways to make a lot of money, and they don't win either. So there are a lot of teams on the East Coast and, you know, West Coast too. I mean, San Diego spent a ton. They don't have as the media market that L.A. does, but they did spend a ton, and they came up short. There are a lot of teams out there that just can't beat the Dodgers right now. So I think what was good for the game was the entertainment value of Game 7. It was a tremendous game. I mean, if you were watching it for the first time and never a baseball fan, you'd be like, what? This is awesome. The drama was great. Now, the Blue Jays blew it, though, on several levels. I mean, the fundamentals of the game were lost in the pressure of a Game 7. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, their pinch runner in the ninth inning. I mean, dude, the bases are loaded. It's a force out at home plate. Why are you leading off like 7 feet off of third base? There's nobody covering third base. What are you, is a ghost going to pick you off? I mean, it's just like, get your secondary lead and get down to home plate. And then when the ball hits the ground, you run through the plate. That's what you're taught when you're a kid. What did he do? He led 7 feet off the base. The ball goes on the ground. He's got a long way to go, and he slides into home. It's not a tag. It's a, You know, so like, you know, those kind of things.
Well, Will Smith barely got his foot back on the bag, though.
They get lost in the pressure of a game seven. What we saw was human beings dealing with immense pressure, and the Dodgers just have more winning players than everybody else, and they found a way to win the game. Miguel Rojas, the number nine hitter, hits a home run. He hadn't hit one since September 19th. Will Smith, guys had clutch hits one after the other after the other, and you cannot hang a pitch to a guy like that, and he hit the ball a mile. So that's what happened. The Dodgers won the ball game fair and square. Good for them.
Yep. I was text messaging Drew, and he said, you better talk about Billiken's men basketball tonight. So the Billiken's back in action.
Well,
that's pretty exciting.
Was Drew
He was threatening me. He said, I'll catch you off the air right now if you don't bring it up.
I'll be there tonight. I'm calling the game on TV. Looking forward to doing that again this season.
Oh, yeah.
The radio side on KMOX, we have it. It's opening night.
Wow.
And the Billiken's are taking on Southeast Missouri State, which is a decent team from Cape Girardeau. They should have some fans up here. I think the Billiken's are really good, guys. I think they are a team that is going to make some noise this year in college basketball. This is much different situation than last year. I mean, I know we were all excited to see Josh Schertz, and he had Indiana State humming when he was there. He didn't have a lot to work with. He had a really good shooter in Gibson Jimerson. He had an explosive scorer in Isaiah Swope. Both of them were fighting through injuries all year. Robbie Avila turned his ankle before the season even started last year, then did it again in one of the first games of the year, and he was not himself. So this team is deeper. They are more talented. I think they are explosive. I think they are going to be a lot of fun. I really do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And a lot of people agree with me. The experts are all picking them either first or second in the Atlantic 10 Conference, which is a very tough conference. I think they are going to be a show at Chaffetz Arena. And I'm just telling you now, before everybody else starts to figure it out, you figured it out here today. And mark my word on this. They're going to be a really good team and a tough one to handle.
Okay, so that sound bite, they might have to add to the intro. Mark my word on this. They're going to be a great team. We can add that into your pre-recorded intro. But by the way, what's going on with the Blues here? Man, they need a win.
No, they just let in too many goals. I mean, they're not good in front of their own net. Defensively, they're poor. The goaltending has been poor. And offensively, they haven't been able to score like they used to. They're dealing with an injury to Robert Thomas. Jake Neighbors is out 5 weeks at least. That's a big problem. They called up Dalibor Dvorsky, their prospect, to try to light a little spark, but it doesn't matter. If you're not communicating well and you're not confident, you're going to fall apart, and that's what happened to the Blues. I mean, it's just been the same thing over and over. Now, their last game, they had 38 shots on goal. That's good, and that's better. They've created a little more offense, but they still lost the game. Their game where they went to a shootout with Vancouver, better, but they still lost the game. They cannot find ways to win hockey games, and it's a major concern, I don't care how many games they played, only 12. It's still too many. to see a trend here of poor play. They've got to pick it up. They play tonight at home against Edmonton, another explosive team. Hopefully they can find a way.
And what's going on with the Chiefs right now, too?
Chiefs might be one of the best teams in football right now, and they're in third place in their own division. I called it yesterday. Scott can vouch
for
that. You
did call it.
You know, they might be the best team in the NFL at 5-3, but not today, I said. Buffalo is going to beat them today. So I don't know that anybody beats Buffalo in Buffalo. I know it has happened already, but it's going to be rare. Buffalo's a great team. The question is, who's the best team in the NFL? Nobody has an answer to that. Nobody. Yeah. There are several teams that can make that claim, and a lot of them lost yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The Colts lost. The Chiefs lost. The Packers lost. The Lions lost. And the Bears took advantage of the Packers and Lions by winning a crazy game in Cincinnati. Now they're only a half game out in their own division. It's nuts right now in the NFL. There are a lot of teams involved. You know who's leading Scott's division over here? The Bills?
Patriots,
the New England freaking Patriots. I mean, they came out of nowhere. They've won 6 in a row. They're 7-2.
They are.
Wow.
They've got an easy schedule, but they're winning the games.
The New England Patriots, like, where do they come from? You know, so it really is amazing to see what's happening in that league. I think that college football kind of wants that. I know that the blue blood programs don't, but college football is starting to go that way. You know, Indiana, Vanderbilt, you know, teams that – were always doormats are now contenders, and you know that's good. That's parity. You want 20 or more teams being in the mix, and that's kind of what we're seeing now in college football.
Well, speaking of that, is the list come out tomorrow?
Tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow night. The top 12.
I would anticipate that Ohio State will still be 1, Indiana 2. It could be flipped depending on how they look at Indiana's great win at Oregon. But Ohio State, it's hard to deny the national champion. They've been dominating everybody. The sneaky team to watch is Texas A&M. They have had a tougher schedule than those two, and they've gone undefeated. And you know how everybody in college football, especially a committee like that, falls in love with the SEC. They think the SEC is just the everything. So Alabama will get preferential treatment as well because of their name. Notre Dame's going to make people upset because they have two losses, and I think they're going to get into that first 12, and people are going to be upset about that. But I'm just telling you, they run the table, and they're Notre Dame. Like, they're going to get in because they're a brand, and they bring eyeballs to televisions. I'm just telling you, it's a business.
Yep.
And that's my suspicion, is that if Notre Dame doesn't lose again and runs the table, I think they're going to get in, even though their resume might not be as good as some of the others. But it's going to be fascinating. I think it'll be a fun, especially, you know, for me, an Indiana alum. I'm still in this dream world of, I can't believe these last 2 years. You know, they are on track to not only be a playoff team, but you know, they could end up being the number one team in the nation. That is like unfathomable to me. But here we are, and it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun to watch all that, for me at least.
Tom Ackerman, it's always a pleasure when we get some sports in the morning here. We appreciate the time.
Thank you. Go Billikens. Come on down and see him tonight. Should be fun.
KMOX Sports Director Tom Ackerman. Thank you, sir. Billikens, I'm getting threatened by Drew through text messages. He said, you better bring that up. We're going to cut you loose if you don't bring this up to Tom. Like, of course I'm going to bring this up to Tom. Of course. We have one more segment coming up on the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.